Hey!
And second, live.
The third session on the 8th of September begins.
Five regions. Five regions covered already today.
What a wonderful session.
One death and one rat.
Yeah, one
mouse.
Yes.
You said
mouse.
You said
mouse.
Rat.
Mouse boy.
That's what they say. Barris. Man or mouse?
Mouse.
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 Everyone says mouse.
Mouse now.
He's a mouseketeer.
Right, I believe the three of you and your mouse have holed up in an
iron... I'm not quite sure my mouse is still in the pouch, though.
In an ironclad...
If we do our joysticks, can we get the mouse out?
Very good. In an ironclad room, in some kind of scary area of this horrible... Fleshy walls of a dungeon. Right, what are you just doing?
I make my way into the bag of holding. Get a little of food.
Oh! You will die!
Slimey.
Get into the bag of holding.
No.
Well, okay. Hold on. I think.
But they can go on your food.
Balazar reckons
we
need a spell that I currently don't have.
Still don't need to eat.
Will that be dispel magic? Okay.
That would be staple of wizards everywhere.
Apparently, but I'm not your basic staple wizard, am I?
That coffee's quite
good. So, I think, besides wandering around looking for something with a mouse in our pocket, maybe we should go back to the magical laboratory we came across earlier. I have a scout around there to see if we can find anything at all.
We already looked there.
Well,
we found some acid and some alchemist fire and something else.
Maybe there's something in the area besides the magical laboratory. Oh, yeah. Maybe it's not just magical laboratory, everything else.
The cursed head scroll.
I don't know. It's the only thing I can think of offhand.
We could wander around till we find something that helps.
Yeah, well, I would suggest using the magical laboratory, being magic based and all.
An empty magic laboratory.
Yes, it itself may be empty, but there may be things in adjacent rooms that are not.
That girl came for snacks, went away.
I know from magical laboratories I have worked in the past, there tend to be adjacent rooms.
What?
Get a room!
Have a good time.
I'm a wizard!
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you were a really crap wizard when you first met.
Not my fault, Helen.
When you go out the front door, can you take the key with you, lock it, and then push it back through?
I wasn't told I was a dwarf, you know.
Not that being three doors from the front door worries me or anything. When it's open.
Love in the house.
Oh no, I'll just have to use the other key.
If I could find
it. I've got mine in my pocket. That's bad. Helen looks in.
Right. So are you going back to the main room and continuing to explore this area?
I think we should explore more.
Okay.
We should go back to the magical
room. You're in a safe room.
I'm scared to do anything. I might just sit and rock for a little while.
Don't worry, I will protect everyone.
You're in a safe room, lined with metal. The corridor outside, there is a door in the eastern wall and a door in the western wall. There's a door opposite you into a room filled with some kind of oily, fiery stuff. And there's a door to the south, back to the...
I examine it closely with a lit torch.
Oh!
Yes, yes.
Can I ask him to do that while heading back towards the magic room?
People playing magic, what?
Yeah, oh no! Yes, the zone of silence. It's always the giveaway.
Yeah. There was plenty of areas to the south that you'd missed as well.
Yeah.
So, back off that mazy area.
Examine the areas.
Okay. Which area? You've pretty much done this area unless you want to start heading into this bit to the east.
Down here, we'll have a look around these perimeters.
You can go down south here and continue around this area, which you haven't done yet.
Yeah.
Or you can head back through.
Yeah, let's do it over.
Up into
that
the
south crack that leads off over that way.
Okay. Yeah,
you head back into the mazy bit and follow the left-hand wall once again.
Aye.
And you eventually end up in an area like this.
I shall sense some magical energies in the area.
These four circular rooms are warped, as if they were once a toy at the hands of a cruel child. Each of the four chambers pulses like a living heart. Mm. The fluids discharged by their walls flow through the shattered remains of their frame to mingle in a disgusting pool in the halls connecting them.
Interesting. This is indeed a strange place.
Yes.
Perhaps Willy would like to examine the walls.
Willy?
Ah, I hit them with my camera.
Hitting the walls. They sort of squeal and back away from you.
Ooh!
They're
alive!
I'm just going to sit here. I don't like it at all.
Basically, the walls pulse and...
As if they're alive.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
There would appear to be different fluids coming out of the walls in each of the chambers.
Ooh!
Let's mix them together at random.
Well, they're all mingling in the centre.
Why don't you just lick them?
Apparently, that it would appear that the room you've come in through, the northern chamber, would appear to be blackened bilely.
The bile room. God. We're in the bowels. We're in the intestines.
Bilious phlegmatic. What was the fourth sentence?
Oh, yeah, another one's in here.
Blood, bile, yellow bile, and phlegm, apparently.
Yeah.
I'm going to vomit, I'm not even reading it.
Alchemical.
They're having a quick nose around them.
Fluids, bizarre chamber. In the body, leading to different temperaments.
That's good. See, he knows. As a player, he knows. Apparently, if you stay here 15 minutes and make a DC 20 knowledge arcana check, you have a cursory understanding that these rooms represent the humours of the body.
But we
congratulations, you figured that out.
We actually know that.
There's no further exit.
Great.
Even dwarven stone sense says there's not a lot.
Do we not become affected by the various
would you like to?
Depending on what room we stay in.
There are various saves. Yeah, there are saves for things. The room you're in at the moment would be a will save.
I'm not going to hang around for a will save.
But it takes a while before you have to take it.
I'm heading out.
Otherwise you'll be lost in your own misery for a number of rounds.
Let's just leave.
Okay, you leave back up here. Where are you heading?
The bowel rooms.
You can go back down here. There's plenty of exits from this big chamber.
Magical chamber.
Yes.
If you head over this way.
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay, you head off to the east. That sounds like an exciting place to go. You head down a small crack in the wall. Wonders lie close at hand here, neatly labelled in spiky script. Wow. Jars and bottles, vases and boxes neatly stacked on the walls, as if awaiting for a hand to retrieve them.
I've worked in magical laboratories before. It's just the way.
Yes, indeed, you were created in one.
Shh.
Meow.
It's true, but
shh. He's a bald dwarven wizard. Something ain't right with him.
He had hair, honestly.
These are reagents and spell components.
Oh, spell components! Time to stock up! Bing, 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 bing!
Are you stocking up on spell components?
Is that the stocking up noise?
That's right, yeah! Bing, 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 bing!
You stock up on spell components.
Woo!
Is there anything to steal?
Eye of Newt!
Not really.
Yes.
Bizarre
spell components.
Anything exciting?
No, just spell components.
Black dragon nipples, over there.
There is a continuation to the east that ends in a door.
Ooh, a door. Is it shut?
A door, you see.
The door is closed, yes.
I knock on the door.
Brave, brave Willy.
Brave, brave Willy. Yeah, knock on the door.
Why not?
There's no answer.
I go in there.
Okay. You go in.
What's the matter with him?
There haven't been any trap doors for ages.
This corridor was once subjected to immense heat. Stone flowed like molten wax, then cooled into smooth, ropey bands along the ceiling and the floor.
Hmm. Interesting. Another room affected by heat.
Hmm.
Oh, well.
Wonderful.
Hi-ho.
Yeah.
The doors?
Doesn't look like it.
Search for hidden stony doors to warm says.
Search it?
I am. Good. I got a 19.
Oh, excellent.
No, I didn't read.
Yeah.
I got a 21.
You find what you think is a door hidden behind or within the melted stone. You find a catch that you think could open the panel, gritty with dust.
Yeah. You're just teasing the cat, aren't you? Who knew it's a cat?
Smack. Door, you see.
I have to admit to having not fully paid attention.
Even my stone cunning didn't manage to see that one, Lassie.
What happened, Tom?
You found a door.
A door with a latch.
With a latch.
Oh, okay.
A
catch. I feel latch.
Yeah. Catch latch. Latch to catch latch.
But Tharys was alarmed by the sound of the word cat.
So he realised he could bop it on the nose and it would probably fall.
Willy opens it and he seems quite careful.
Significantly turned tougher than the average.
Right, you found the door.
Is that
okay?
We kick at the rock and then...
You can open the catch.
Door. You're opening the catch?
It seems very grey right now.
Yeah. Opening the catch...
We stand well back.
A small inlet, sort of alcove, inside which is a statue of the half-spider, half-humanoid, like a centaurian-type creature with a spider's body and elven's upper half.
I would say on knowledge planes or dungeoneering, take your choice, that's worth a 20.
Religion, type 21.
Really. Probably knowledge of Arcana, I would think. Magic makes them.
What, Driders?
Yeah, they're made by magic. Mm-hmm. From Drown. That's a curse.
Yes, well, Blatz can certainly
16 sense. On that, then.
Yeah. You don't know what it is. Looks like an elf's top half of a spider's body.
That's wrong and twisting, I break it.
Magic. As it opens,
yeah.
There is some... There is a speech, something comes out. Any of you understand Undercommon?
Yes, yay! I do actually have Undercommon.
Very good. To pass beyond these doors, you must answer questions 2. The number of the cursed twins, the first. Who is the master of this place?
What's it say? I say smash it.
I repeat
that. Wrong.
Who is the master of this place?
Oh, the man of the day.
Okay, yes, say that, we'll try.
Well, you say it, I'm not saying
yeah.
it.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
This looks dark and evil. Yeah. That bloke in the diary is clearly a shiny, lawful, good paladin.
Do you have any other names you could say?
Maybe he refers to somebody in the diaries. We haven't actually read them yet.
Yeah.
Quick skim read of the diaries.
Yeah, looking for all the undernamed bad people names.
Ted, did you find the diary? Diary was back where you see, wasn't it?
The diary?
Yeah, but then so were some keys.
The diary is C7.
C7.
Diary of Paladin.
Okay, you're having a quick read, are you?
Yeah.
This is a really bad bit, guy.
There's mention of a Thomas Corsac and his brother Jeff Corsac.
Yeah.
And their queen and Sean DeCall.
Oh, I don't reckon that Sean DeCall is going to be the answer they're looking for.
No.
This is not the evil deity you are looking for.
Sean DeCall is not being an evil deity.
Exactly,
this could be tough.
Should we say this man's name anyway? Because we've got nothing to lose.
Yeah, but the wrong answer could also be very.
Not
nasty.
Answering might be just as bad.
Let's ask the mouse.
Yes.
Mouse!
Or could we say, the answer of your name is.
I don't think that trick worked when you were six.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll give us the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. Worked in the Army of Darkness.
It didn't. It failed terribly.
It repeats the question.
Okay. What does it say again?
Simon, the dwarf.
Capacity climbing.
Simon, the Hamish god of cage climbing.
You must answer questions 2. The number of the cursed twins. The first.
I reckon it's...
Who is the master of this place?
I reckon it's one of these two, because it's two brothers,
that's
isn't
cursed twins, but who's the master of this place?
The woman, the queen. Is there any mention of the Queen's name?
No.
Just say Lolf.
Evil spider goddess.
Yeah, who is an evil spider god?
Look, I've got an evil spider god tunic.
Okay, we'll say that then.
Let me in.
I would say that then.
Okay, let's go with that.
Yeah, we can't.
I'm not sure we should really call them evil gods.
Who should we say?
You say it. You talk the same language.
Oh, Lolf. Yeah, Lolf.
It repeats the question.
Next. Jeff.
It repeats the question.
Thomas.
It repeats the question.
The Queen Lady.
It repeats the bollocks. Question.
We hit it. Well, I...
The door is there. It's made of stone.
Can I do knock?
Doesn't work.
Damn.
Is there a lock?
That spell.
No lock. But there is a door, obviously, in the stone that heads
to the east. And knock doesn't work on it.
Knock doesn't work.
Can I search it?
You found the door.
Can I search the door?
Can you roll a huge number?
What skill?
You found it. This is the latch that opens the door, but there's some kind of magical lock on it. It means you've got to answer these questions in order to get in.
And correctly as well. That picked it right back.
At least we don't seem to get too many bad consequences for getting it not right.
Bob, let's just sit here and go through every single combination of syllables.
Aaron, Aardvark, Antilles.
Why is it that I can't stick a square photo to a square piece of card without... Cocking it.
Making
up.
It non-square?
Cock it.
Cock it.
Fuck off.
Cock it, rock it.
Yes, you don't seem to be getting anywhere with this.
There's nothing written around at all.
Nothing?
There's no one's like scratched a cheat sheet in the side or something.
Cheat sheet.
Yeah, the answer to this question is...
Someone very absent-minded.
Wolf Fred, no.
There's got to be some information about who the magical place is was belonged to.
Just your checkbook on my guillotine.
It's probably the guy who ran the magical laboratory.
Yes, quite probably.
Yes. We just don't know the name of that person.
Was there anything
was
in
it, yeah, was none of his alchemical and
yes.
spell supplies got property of...
Property no. of Zandibar.
Not like Ben Stern, then.
Yeah,
fucking
property
everything.
Of Ben Stern!
Yeah.
To be fair, having worked in the department for a long time, I would too.
Yeah. Ben Stern's prepared, Ben Stern's left glove, Ben Stern's right glove, Ben Stern's bucket.
Ben Stern's bucket.
You see, I'm not even taking the piss.
I know.
Does he have Ben Stern's left glove?
Ben Stern's right glove.
I am slightly taking I am slightly taking the piss with that.
Really?
Eric never regrets.
Ben Stern's first forefinger.
Just
Ben's index finger.
He likes me, I don't mind. We can't fit.
He's a nice guy. Anyway,
Ben Stern's dissertation student.
He's lovely.
Come in for the tattooing.
It's a very nice guy. Ben Stern's tattoo parlour.
Right,
we need a name. And we need to find one. And it's not in the diary. Have we got anything else left? Maybe it's on the magical scroll. It's turned our friend into a mouse.
Maybe we can just fold backwards the bit that turns you into a mouse and read the rest.
Yeah.
You could smash the door in.
Well, we could try. We did try to pick it.
It has a hardness of 20.
I think we'll DC of 35. He's harder than me.
Oh, and 120 hit points.
We've got time.
I think he should do it because he's harder than me.
Can't regularly put out over 20 hits, though. Getting 20 damage in.
There is no way without critting I can do that much.
No.
Unfortunately, it's an object.
Yeah.
You can't crit it.
You have to do naturally over 20 points of damage in order to beat its hardness.
Can we just all hit it at the same time?
No.
Or just have something made of adamantine.
What about magic? What about spell attack?
Yeah, we have this adamantine toothpick. That'll get us through it.
It will. Nothing gets that. I could magic missile it for a while. And then
you can't magic missile the door.
Oh, God. Fireball it, scorching ray it, could...
My camera's adamantine. Could be. It's never not specified as not being adamantine. I had it in the potential of hoping to be able to make it more magical in the future.
We could fireball it, but that...
It's not going to do 120 points of damage above the 20 halves, is it?
If you do it for 3 times a day... Work.
It's a strength check and break DC. It's technically you can make a strength check against its break DC in order to just break it.
Let's see. Enough. All we need is a plus 15 and to roll a 20. I've got a plus 2.
It's a start.
Squeak, squeak. Squeak, squeak.
We can use the mouse in the sack as sort of a flail.
Yeah, can't we insert the mouse into a crack somewhere and see if we can squeak?
I'm not having a mouse shoved up my ass.
That's not what we said.
It is, we said insert a mouse.
Into
a crack.
The crack. The
crack of doom. You said up a crack somewhere.
Well, yes, into a crack.
Good. You're the one who automatically assumed you would be anally inserted in the halfling.
You're all horrible. You're beyond.
No one don't.
Be off on me.
Brought you back from the dead.
That is true.
No one suggested you're in any way akin to Richard Gere.
Ooh. Right.
Did I miss that? Yeah.
Maybe I could disguise myself as the leader of the magical laboratory. Only I don't know what he looked like.
Hamster removed from his anus.
And I didn't have any help.
When in fact it was a mole removed from his bum.
I'm never having my bum on. No,
well, you had a mole inserted in his bum. No wonder he wasn't
removed. I have a mole with a bum on. I have a bum with a mole on. But anyway, that's just going to stop.
Bum mole.
We can edit this, can't we?
No.
No, it's just not worth it.
No, we can't.
Yeah, we can.
No editing allowed.
No editing allowed. This is the patrons only unedited version. Okay. How about
we leave? Because we can't do much. With this door.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we'll find a bit of paper with a name written on it.
Yeah, let's see if we can hunt around for something with a name on.
Okay. Where are you heading?
Somewhere else.
Back out into that room again?
Yeah.
What room was the...
Let's all get changed into
that was
West.
Room
I-36. I-36. That was the statue challenge room.
There's an exit down here you haven't been into.
Okay.
Yes.
Going that way?
There's a mouse in Stuart Little as well.
Are you heading southeast?
But the mouse in the witches is clever.
Southeast?
Yeah, go on.
Southeast from the main chamber.
Stuart Little can do quite a lot of stuff.
We're just going to do all the areas around the magical laboratory.
This room holds strange oozes and fungi
that with a really
the walls
cat.
In the prison. Some effort has been made to scrape and scrub away the filth and the grime, but truly it only serves to reveal the scars that catastrophe has left here. The northern wall is blasted away, leaving a gaping hole leading to the chambers beyond from which you came. To the southwest, an iron door stands closed and rusted nearly shut. Its twin in the northwest
there's twin.
Is sealed. Is firmly sealed
Good
by
point.
Stone that has run like melted wax.
Interesting.
Something better. Fireballs than you.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not.
I'll look around.
Should we go for the wooden door that's not...
Make me such a...
Oh, stop doing it, because I have to do it then.
Don't rise to the bait.
What am I doing? Searching?
Weak.
20, no, 18. You know my numbers better than I do, yeah.
I keep seeing you add 13 to something.
So my third, my
you find, 13. In the rubble under the mess...
Yes.
Set of instructions.
A few scraps of parchment.
Ooh.
Bits of what was maybe once spell books. An assortment of various alchemical items.
Some name labels. Some badges.
Let's have a look.
Badges.
Badges.
Head scientist.
Oh, look. It's on the inside of his jumper.
You his find scattered bits of metal worth around 20 gold pieces.
Nice.
And a flask containing something.
Ooh, still surviving.
Green.
Lime flavour.
How's your alchemy?
Alchemy is absolutely interesting. It's not even on the skill list.
I'll compare it with the things that I have.
Alchemical fire.
Okay, there's nothing you've got that is the same as this.
Not even the green one.
Not even the green one. This is kind of thick. Okay. It smells organic.
Can we read knowledge through the arcana? List again?
No, it's not magical.
Can we read through the list?
Yeah,
again?
You have various bits of scattered metal worth 20 gold pieces. And a large flask containing a green liquid. This is room I-27. You also have some bits and bobs of scraps of parchment and some bits of what were once a spell book.
Do any of them have any discernible writing on them?
Little bits of writing on some of them. You're in room I-27.
Is there perhaps a book plate in the front?
We're looking for a name, basically.
There are several names on some of the scraps of parchment.
Excellent. Let's have a copy of the names.
One of them, it seems to come up over and over again, is Mahir.
Mahir.
Let's go and try that.
Yep. We're desperate. We're nothing if not desperate.
You're going to try,
are you? Jump, back to I-36.
Wrong colour.
Magical statue stone challenge.
To pass beyond these doors, you must answer questions two. The number of the cursed twins. The first, who is the master of this place?
Mahir.
The second.
Woohoo!
How many of the master's brood still live within these haunted halls?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
One. The first. Oh. Mahir. Two. Mahir. Three.
You should have guessed.
Well, why the hell why not? It's systematic.
Unless there's like 473, it's not going to take that long.
See? Science.
Very good.
What number does it...
What's your first guess for a number?
One?
Right.
Well, I didn't know.
None. You hear none.
You hear the lock click and a scream comes from the wall.
Okay. There may be some...
DC 20 will serve, please.
Yes.
Fuck it.
Anyone failing?
I'm failing.
All bar Wilburin are shaken for the next 24 hours.
Oh!
I already was anyway.
What are you doing now?
Try again.
Blah, 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 blah.
Here. Two.
Two. The door clicks open.
Fantastic.
I didn't
those two them. Brothers, I reckon.
I'm a bit
pull yourselves together. You two, Mouth.
I always bloody fail.
Hi, Mousy. Do you wave that paw?
It's a click. That's good.
No.
Send him
desperately
the road.
Tries to get
send him Willy.
Pitch. I step boldly into the...
Willy won't eat.
...chamber.
The room ahead is very, very dark.
Night vision.
It's deeper darkness. It's a spell. Deeper darkness.
Oh,
it's a spell.
Look! Steve Victory came round.
Does he?
I'm not sure what that noise sounds like in audio. It could be a bit dodgy.
Oh, it's so cute.
We just have to, like, put some crayon markers of whiskers on his face and a little black nose.
I've got some makeup to
that's real roleplay. It's magically dark in there, gentlemen.
Can you make it lighter?
It's deeper dark in there.
It's dark and dark.
Darker than dark.
What do you need for deeper darkness to cancel it, Mr. Mouse?
Daylight.
Yep. You have the daylight spell?
Hell no.
No.
Have a wand of light.
You did, didn't you?
Does wand of light work?
Nope.
You need a wand of daylight.
If you otherwise, have seen invisibility as a spell, yes. And you're in a dark room, do you still see invisible things even in a dark place?
No.
Why not?
Because they're hidden by the darkness.
But
they're no longer invisible to you, they're just
but they are.
Hidden
my
in the
darkness
dark.
Makes them invisible to me.
Keep trying.
Well, it's worth a try.
Yes, there's a room, you can't see it.
Fantastic.
We put a fumble
about
torch
the light switch.
You fumble around the room then. You're going in.
Yes. Are you feeling Willy's the walls? Willy's going in, feeling the walls.
You can see it's very shadowy.
Can you?
Oh.
Deeper darkness.
Deeper darkness. Well, darkness isn't completely dark anymore, is it?
No.
It's just like overcast in Bradford. That's the pitch black spot.
Shadowy illumination in the 60-foot radius.
Oh, God. All right, then. Hello.
Shadowy. You can kind of see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can't quite see very well.
But
you walk around, you realise that there is a door in the north wall, a door in the east wall, a door in the south wall, a door in the west wall you've come in through, and in the centre there's some kind of pillar, which seems to be illuminated. You get closer and there's a light coming from it. Basically, I'll read you the description, then you're going to wonder.
Okay.
This roughly cubical room is illuminated by a flickering radiance cast by a pillar of black basalt at its centre. Unlike the preceding chamber, which you didn't go through. Hate that. It assumes you come from a direction. Which I assume would be that way. Yeah.
What number was this?
I-37. The only sign of decrepitude is the dust of ages that fills the air and cakes the floor in murky clumps. To the north, south and west, and east, lie gleaming iron doors surrounded by stone lintels. Stone plaques are set into the face of each door, twisted and pleasant-looking script etched onto each of them.
Can we read the script?
Mummy, I don't like it in here.
Is it draconic?
Hmm?
Draconic, undercommon, Terran,
elven,
dwarvish.
Maybe some spot checks for a second.
23. 24.
No,
25, sorry. 24
and 25.
Not far away. Is it nothing? We'll see if we can read it.
The door you came through.
Yeah.
That's the eastern door. Not the eastern door. The door you came through doesn't have a description. Fantastic. The eastern door opposite you. You want to describe the doors?
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah.
Among the doors, the eastern door could be considered the most. Or least dangerous, apparently.
It's nice that
it's
for us.
It's either the most dangerous or the
door,
least dangerous.
The door itself radiates significant heat.
That's this door here.
Yeah, the eastern door.
Yeah.
Apparently. Maybe.
Might leave that for a little while.
Its plaque reads.
Go on.
Can you speak Ignan?
Ignan?
Yes.
It's nay on the Ignan, eh?
Of course we can.
You can't speak that then. The door. This sturdy portal is locked.
Maybe hot.
Stone plaque reads in undercommon.
Undercommon.
I can't be seen, can't be felt, can't be heard, can't be smelt. Lie beneath the stars and beneath the hills. I end life and kill laughter.
It's either death or silence or night.
Time or ponies.
I cannot be seen,
darkness.
Cannot be felt. Cannot be heard and cannot be smelt. I lie behind the stars and beneath the hills.
Darkness.
I end life and kill laughter.
We attack the darkness.
That's written in undercommon.
Say darkness.
Darkness.
In undercommon.
Okay. The door clicks open.
Woohoo!
Oh, we got riddle rooms. Hooray!
The door at the north clicks open.
But you need something scary, isn't it?
Uber death.
Okay.
Let's follow cheerfully.
The continuation of deeper darkness continues.
Deeper into the darkness.
No more than two paces beyond the northern door lies a second iron portal, shattered but still hanging just barely on its hinges.
Ooh. Rogue.
It's broken. We don't need to.
You can have a pop up.
What do you want to do? Sorry.
Just have a look. Look into the crack of the door.
I will look into the crack of the door.
That's broken.
That's broken. Do I need to roll anything to do it? Or can I roll it?
Yes, no. Roll! Yes,
no, that's
indeed!
That was forbidden.
Yeah.
You must roll a dice.
Stop dying, Hal, it's really boring.
I'm very sorry.
Actually, it's more embarrassing than anything else.
You're obviously not level 12, Paladin.
Hmm.
Yes! That t-shirt totally lies!
You've come through an open door, and ahead of you there is a portcullis hanging off its hinges.
Which one are you going to now?
You're in this room here.
I-38,
and there is a door to the north. Which is hanging off its hinges that leads to the room.
Still quite shadowy.
I'm looking around. That's what I said I was doing.
Touch for me.
Whoa.
How'd you do?
15.
Really well.
15. Hmm. Well. What are you doing? There's a portcullis to the door.
I'll find and see if there's any magic secrets.
I'll tumble casting through the portcullis.
How long does that last, by the way?
What?
I don't have to.
3 or 4 days.
You don't have to. 3 or 4 days to find secret doors. Look at secret doors.
There's an awful lot of secrets around here because we've got concentration up to a middle entry.
Right. You find a secret shaggle. Door.
Yeah.
In the eastern wall.
Sorry?
Ooh. The thief has found a door at the eastern
On the first round, you get the presence or absence of doors. Second round, number of secret doors and the location of each. If the aura is outside your line of sight, then you discern its direction, but not its exact location.
Wow, what a range.
It's a 60-foot cone.
That's quite a way.
Wow! You sense an
the doors all over the place.
And for each additional round, the mechanism or trigger for one particular secret portal closely examined by you.
What? You, that's brilliant.
Yes!
You sense a secret door immediately to the east. Beyond that, there is another one slightly to its left through the wall, and another one directly.
How wide are the walls?
They're thin.
You're quite thin.
She okay. stood by the secret door.
And it's blocked by a foot of stone.
Easily do that.
Is it blocked by a foot of stone?
Yeah.
There's not a foot, actually, isn't it? Not even a foot on that scale.
Foot, but, yeah, you can see through it vaguely. You sense two more secret doors beyond this one.
Woohoo!
Fantastic spell.
Where are the secret doors, precisely?
The one in the eastern wall, one directly behind it, and one slightly to its left behind it.
There's some secret doors. Can I see them?
Apparently, once opening the door, the locking mechanism is it is difficult. The locking mechanism is located on the ceiling, which you now know, because you've analysed it with locate secret doors.
Fantastic!
Thus negating the DC 30 search check.
Woohoo! Well
However,
done,
However, reaching it may be difficult.
We can give her a bunk up.
DC 20 climb check required.
Really?
Mm.
How high is the ceiling?
It? High.
Really?
Mm.
Can we not use a crossbow bolt to...
Yes, a very precisely shot crossbow bolt.
Where's the monkey? Okay. We need somebody who can climb.
I can climb.
Okay.
I can climb perfectly.
You're a monk. You can climb like no tomorrow.
Yes, more than 20.
Easily. The monkey's up, so to speak.
Where do I press?
Are you climbing up there?
Yeah, he's gone up. He's a monk. He's like, whoa!
You get up to the sort of locking mechanism.
It's Keanu Reeves as a monk. Whoa, dude. Okay, sorry. See, I hardly ever do impressions, and when I do, they just fall to stony silence.
It was a very good impression of Alex Winters.
are you climbing up
the guy who wasn't Keanu Reeves?
No, yeah, the guy who wasn't Keanu Reeves.
Have I seen it? I don't know.
It's like, wow, George Michael and someone. Well, so you and two other people.
Yeah, George Michael and Bruce
He's up.
You climbing up there?
He shoots, yes. He scores.
Make me a search check or a disabled device check.
While upside
while
down.
While you're exploring the lock mechanism.
What's the best?
You do.
I can't do disabled device.
Let's do search then.
Can you not just point me, halfling?
I pointed.
16.
You.
Number.
This lock doesn't look like any lock you've ever seen before.
It's a rogue's thing, then.
Okay.
You could probably get her up there. You'd have a spider
she,
climb.
No, she can climb up. She's a rogue.
Get climbing.
What's your climb like?
Pathetic. She's small.
My climb is +5.
She was sticking around on the roof before.
See, yes, I'm sorry,
I've climbed, and climbing is not based on pure strength.
No.
No.
Because the best climbers in the world are tiny little wiry women.
Yeah.
Mm.
Who just sure?
Yeah, like Chris King.
Because they're light and quick and agile.
Not because he's a woman.
Let me roll for climbing.
It should be based on.
Yeah.
That'll do. Good enough, mate.
19.
Good enough. You climb up. You're hanging next to Will Wooden. Make me a disabled
you're just
device.
Hanging out on the roof.
I do.
Disabled device.
Throw
check.
Things about this.
Or a balance check, whichever you want. Yeah, make me a disabled device first.
You swines!
I'll have a look at this locking.
Oh, room. Yes.
Make me a search check instead.
29.
It'll do. You needed 30.
We knew it's there. You know
she's
it's there.
Looked at it. She knows how the mechanism works.
Yes,
she knows. She knows what the mechanism is.
But
she
will
not.
Later on, it'll
tell
how it works.
How it works. That's going to be good if it just does give
it
that.
It does. It's the last part. It's like, and you hang around. And
the mechanism will trigger for one particular secret portal.
Right. How it works, or just where it is.
The mechanism will trigger. I think
it says the mechanism will trigger.
Yeah.
So how it would be open.
Yeah, the mechanism.
Okay.
How trigger it.
This. Okay. As the spell. Here we go. This lock is alive. It was once a living creature and still is.
You've got to give it a hand job.
No.
Speak nicely.
Well, not stab it.
Hello.
Right.
Make it dead.
In order to open this lock, you cannot use any normal pick.
But tickle it.
The key. You must paralyse the muscles that lock the door by stabbing it with some form of poison.
Paralytic poison?
You don't have any poison.
Actually, you probably do. Yeah. I think we naughtily picked some up in the drow place with all the drow mail and the...
Bastion turned them to water.
All of them.
What about that one we've just picked up that we don't know what it is, the green one?
Yeah, fuck it, have it gone.
Oh, Sonic, yeah.
I'll dip the end of my one of my daggers into it and...
Okay. Sort of shivers slightly. You didn't put much on there.
I'll put more on. I'll douse it.
It's hard. You don't get much on the blade when you dip it into poison.
I'll drink it up into the cup.
You get the impression you need some way of delivering a larger quantity of this poison.
So it is poison. Ha-ha!
Yes. Maybe, okay.
It's poison. You can tell, by the way, it's the flesh.
How about you stick it on the end of a crossbow? That's you coat a crossbow bolt into it and shoot the crossbow bolt into
it. One of you has to use one of your weapons then, don't you?
It's the size that you reckon that in this pot there's probably 3 doses of poison. And when you dip your blade in, you hardly move any of it.
We need to force it in with like a...
Well, I have this entire shop
tube
we can cover.
Yeah, I think we need that.
That's true.
What? What's that?
Short sword. Short sword. Cover the whole length of the blade in short sword and then ram it in.
Still not going to do it.
Still not going to do it.
Well, I'm sorry, we neglected to bring hypodermic syringes. Damn
it!
In the event we had to inject a living lock with poison.
Mm. Oh yeah, the other thing is that this lock mechanism is probably once the creature's eye.
Oh.
That you're going to be stabbing with something.
Well, that's probably evil.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we should try and fashion a rudimentary hypodermic syringe from glass retorts and other materials we find in the destroyed alchemical and magical laboratories.
Yes, brilliant idea.
You're looking for glass tubes and stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'll tell you how it recommends you do this after. You never get it. Basically, there is something nearby that allows you to do it, but it's ridiculous.
Yeah, we haven't seen it, so...
We talked something nearby idea. Which would allow us to do it.
You are. You find various tubing and glass bits
That's
inside
fine.
The...
Feed it down, give it a colonic.
Go on,
stab in the eye.
And you're pouring a dose down there.
One dose down. In.
Okay. That'll do for me. I'm happy with that as a GM, because you're never going to get the ridiculous way you're meant to do it. There's a thin, high-pitched wailing emanating from the walls all around you. And then the first door slides open.
Spike it!
Spike it.
Spike the door. Do you want to tell you how you're supposed to open this door?
Oh, go on.
In the centre of that pillar in the other chamber where the light's emanating, there's a cachet of frosty stuff. You're supposed to freeze some poison and stab it with a poisoned icicle.
No flipping
Has
way.
Ever
no flipping
that?
Way.
What can I say? I like your impression better. It's much nicer. It's a good job you cast that spell. Otherwise, you'd be knackered getting in here. Right.
Well done.
This small chamber possesses no doors whatsoever. The blackened walls are coated with lava, offering no escape.
Secret door we know of. Yeah. Apart from the secret door we know about.
Ooh, what room number is this?
Over there.
I-39?
This one is I-39. You know it to be a lie. There are at least 2 doors out of this room, as far as your check is aware, made you aware. You think there is one on the eastern wall and one probably on the northern wall.
Is there more beds on the ceiling we have to inject more poison into?
Maybe.
Well, you know,
two things. Hang on, there were three stone tablet things on the main pillar room, weren't there? Were there three riddle things or whatever? In the pillar room?
Yeah, you can draw.
Did you say there were three?
Yeah, three riddles.
Right, three riddles and we've got three doses. I don't know. Who knows?
Anyways,
you find the two doors easily.
Hooray!
There's the other one. Yeah,
they're
fairly obvious.
Yeah. Let's see, being dead's improved your skills there, lassie.
I am good.
Right, what are you doing?
Door one.
Yeah. Do I need to check it for traps?
Secret door number two, technically.
For opening the mechanism.
You need to check it to find search for the opening mechanism. North door or east door?
North
door. What did you get total?
Or not?
32.
Will do. Up in one of the corners of the room, high in one corner, there's some kind of basin, like cup-shaped thing with a little orifice.
What a buy.
You reckon that's probably where the mechanism is to release the muscles that hold this door closed.
What do we do? Listen it.
What a rogue.
Another dose of poison. Another dose of poison in that one then.
Okay.
Just climb.
Yep.
You climb the port.
You climb up the fleshy walls and pour poison into this little basin.
She's used to the flesh climbing.
You hear another wailing.
Climb up the fleshy walls.
And the door opens to the north.
Spike it.
Spike it.
Spiking the door. To the north. The air of this room is steaming thick with unpleasant moisture, smelling faintly sweaty. Its sides gradually slope downwards towards its centre, where something in the shadows writhes.
Writhes, you say?
Oh.
A thin 1 foot ledge surrounds the length of this room.
That's shooting arrow, isn't it?
Beyond that, the floor drops off 20 feet into a flesh-lined pit of goo.
Lovely.
The bottom of the pit seethes some kind of fleshy... Yuck.
It's like the heart of the creature. Or something. Or its intestines. Well. Hello. Chatty.
No,
this is nice.
Detect magic on the area.
Gotta go. We do.
Yep.
There is some kind of magical circle covering this pit.
To stop it getting out.
Some kind of magical circle.
Some kind of magical circle on this pit. Mm. Tech magic can give us any more information than
make that. Make me a spellcraft check.
Oh, you cheeky git.
What?
There's labels on the back as well. I wish I'd stop doing that.
You find runes around the room. You think it's a magical circle against chaos set into the floor and the door.
Let's just leave it.
That's an awfully not nice place down there. That's a probably horrible chaos beastie. And I think we should probably leave it alone.
I agree.
Throw it the mouse! Throw it the mouse! It's hungry! It's ages! It's Frankie Mouse!
Mm. You don't have any fingers left.
I use clamps.
Dink!
There we go.
Right, you leaving it?
I think so. Write it in the journal. What room's that then?
I-40.
I-40.
Are you going back to the other room to find out where you've got to stick something in this poor guy's...
Butthole
or poison whichever bit of him you've got to get this third door open. The next door, let me search check, this one's easier. And with good need, can do. You reckon there's some kind of slit in the just above the lintel of the door? About the size of a blade.
Ooh.
Coat my blade, stick it in.
Good. You stick it in.
Then use the blade as a wick to pour the rest of the poison in.
Yeah, I'll do that as well.
After a couple of rounds with the blade stuck in the slit, the door opens with another squealing.
Spike it.
Spike this door as well.
we can use the spike that we used on the chaos.
This stuff. Room has less of the aspect of a simple chamber and more of that of a temple. Ooh. A small basin stands nearby with remnants of the water it once held, long ago since evaporated. Next to the basin, a small rack holding simple linen towels, the cloth crumbling to dust. A rack of cracked jars is above the basin. Several rotting cloaks hang from the decaying wooden pegs. To the north is an ornate iron door, decorated with runes and held shut with a complicated-looking mechanical lock.
Whoa!
DC 112.
Mm. DC
112. All together now.
Away.
Let's open it.
Search.
Fun.
Should we search the room?
I'm not opening it.
Search the room.
Okay.
I rolled a mighty 9.
Can I borrow the acid?
Nobody else is searching, so I've got to do it.
Oh my.
Is there anything of interest on this side of the door?
Well, you can make me a knowledge arcana roll.
Why can't I? I have knowledge
arcana. Okay, you can make me a knowledge arcana roll.
27.
I would get slightly less.
These seem to be items that would be required to purify oneself before magical work.
Oh.
Make me...
magical purification.
Another
process.
Roll on Arcana.
Not quite as good, 24.
Good enough.
No less.
The door
yeah,
and its mechanism has some kind of powerful ward against arcane energy and evil.
And evil. Against evil.
Oh. Nearly on the order of something produced by celestials.
Wow. Open. Strong magic.
Stroke it and say open. Because I'm good and nice.
Yes. Speak, friend, and enter.
The door is a complicated contraption containing a number of locks which must be opened in sequence.
Any runes on it?
No.
Any celestial writings, nothing?
Well, yeah, it's magic, let's just say.
Right.
There is certain... pick lockery that must be done.
Oh boy.
Or knock lockery, one or the other.
Oh really? Okay. We can do knock lockery.
Well.
You'll need about 3 knocks or something to get through all of them.
I've only got like 1 now, so.
Well, pick some locks and
pick some locks and then do some knocking. Knock and lock.
Okay.
Ah, yes, the old knock and lock.
Yeah.
Go for it. This lock looks difficult.
A challenge to your reputation.
Take 200.
I've
forgotten where it is.
You need to be drinking that
open
dexterity
lock,
potion.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
open lock. Lock,
sorry.
Oh,
you've got a dex
19
potion.
Plus 17.
36.
You click open the first lock. You reckon you've got to do 3, but the mechanism is old. You think if you fluff it, you might get stuck.
Uh oh.
Okay. I've got to do it again.
Each lock is increasingly more difficult.
Knock will do
1, 2. Alright then.
Knock the rest of it.
Knock will do
the second bit. Lock clicks. Third lock clicks. Bolt roll back.
We have let loose the evil! No. We're only tourists. We didn't know what we were doing.
Open the door and step in.
Bravely through.
A single column of stone covered with maddening carvings rises from a smooth basalt floor to ceiling.
Wow.
Within, while the walls are covered in dark stones without any apparent design. Those with dark vision.
Me.
Though the stones set into the walls. No, he has light.
No
light vision. Though the stones set into the walls are a single hue, according to a logic of standardized vision, dark vision reveals that the walls are covered with intricate mosaics depicting the foulest atrocities imaginable.
My lord!
You don't see that, neither do you.
You will probably
I describe in detail what I see.
Mm.
Such foulness I have not seen since the days of yore.
That's not actually physically possible. I know this because I'm an elf. And we're unusually flat.
And I say, I'm a dwarf and yes it is.
What does that mean? What does that bit do?
I'll explain to you later.
There's a thin passage leads north out of this room. It leads up and twists and turns.
The way out, finally!
Spike the door.
Reckon
with several spikes.
A balance check.
Oh no, I'm a bit crap at that. Well, 29 do.
You climb on through.
We let the demon go first. Report back.
You managed to get to the to where you can access the column to touch it. You're close enough to the column now.
Well, I can touch it.
I wouldn't touch that. Don't. Don't touch it.
Must touch column.
No.
I touched the column.
No.
It's cold to your touch.
The column is cold.
And his eyes fill up with blackness.
I killed them all.
Column, looking up the column, now you're near to it, you think it doesn't quite reach the ceiling.
I
reach and shot
the door. I had to climb to the top. Give me a climb check.
Even that's not bad.
No, it's not that good. 12. No. Less than 12.
You start to climb and slip back down.
Dragon.
I climb some more.
Oh, that's better.
That's 16.
You don't quite make it.
That's better. That's 22.
You climb to the top of the column.
Hooray.
We had a bit of a tough time.
On top of the column is a large book.
I grabbed a large book.
Very large book.
I am quite strong.
Weighs about 20 pounds.
Easy. I'm
relatively wiry.
20 pounds is easy.
Yes. You pick it up.
I climb back down.
Mm-hmm.
I go, look, it's a big book.
It's crawl huge.
Back through the little passage.
Yes.
You crawl back through the little passage. Fine, you made it in easily. You're a balance monkey. It's a huge book. It's a big book. 300 pages, tome of
bigness.
Harry Potter.
It's Harry Potter, yeah.
Harry Potter.
We're worried about that lack of toilet paper.
I detect magic. My last detect magic of the day.
Okay. It's magic. It's some kind of spell book, I think.
It's a spell book.
Oh, put it back then.
Wait. This could be what we're looking for. It may have something that can help Mr. Mouse. Mithras. I mean, Myrtle. I mean, Tharys.
Tharys.
Him, our bestest mate.
It's a spell book. 300 pages worth of spells.
300 pages? Mine's only...
6.
299 pages. Yes.
6 pages, all printed with pictures.
Okay. Now these spellbooks can be guarded. My god, it's a huge spellbook of doom. Oh, begin drooling.
Oh. What are you doing?
Let's see.
Open the damn book.
Well, yeah, I don't want it exploding, so let's see if we can detect any traps on it.
No more than the magic a normal book would hold.
Is it okay? Is it got any clasps on it, or is it just openable?
It's got a clasp to hold it closed.
Okay.
You unclasp it and unleash all the evil of
and the
world.
And the rogue can have a look at it, see if she thinks there's anything dodgy about it.
Spellbook looks quite dodgy.
You don't think it's trapped?
20.
She doesn't think there's a trap on it.
Okay. Go on, we open this spell.
You open the spellbook.
It's a huge spellbook of doom, filled with evil.
It's a huge spellbook of doom, filled with spells.
God.
Many spells.
Many.
It's time to read out the spells that are in the spellbook.
Go on then.
Hard look. Each one requires a read magic check and a spellcraft check to decipher his code.
Okay, I've got those. But it's going to take a while.
Yeah.
Anything I can skim at all to see about dispel magic?
Skim
the titles of
level.
The spells so you know what it is.
Magical dissipation.
You have Arcane Mark, Dancing Lights, Daze, Detect Magic, Detect Poison, Disrupt Undead, Flare, Ghost, Sound, Light, Mage Hand, Mending, Open, Close, Prestidigitation, Ray of Frost, Read Magic, and Resistance. You have Charm, Person, Chill Touch, Mage Armor, Magic Missile, Protection from Chaos, Shield, Silent Image, Sleep, Spider Climb, and Summon Monster 1. You have Acid Arrow, Blur, Dark Vision, Invisibility, Knock, Obscure Object, and See Invisibility. Dispel Magic, Fly, Gaseous Form, Hold Person, Invisibility Sphere, Lightning Bolt, Magic Circle Against Good, Magic Circle Against Evil, Magic Circle Against Law, Slow Suggestion and Water Breathing. Bestow Curse, Charm Monster, Confusion, Fire Trap, Polymorph, Resilient Sphere. Cone of Cold, Prying Eyes, Shadow Evocation, Summon Monster 5, Wall of Iron. Acid Fog, Control Water, Disintegrate, Flesh to Stone. Finger of Death, Mass Invisibility, Shadow Walk, and a spell that you are absolutely unable to determine.
Oh, it's almost as good as my spellbook. Okay, I might just hold on to this. It's got this spell magic. We can save Tharys.
I'm repeating, you don't give a toss about him as you can't bother to remember his name.
I just secretly call him Bastia. It's easy enough. Okay, well, dispel magic. I think I'm going to combine the spell books.
Mm.
And I might as well copy mine into this big mother.
You
need to go around.
Yeah. Do I?
You have to copy it in your own way.
Oh, do I?
You have to learn the spell from the book and then write it down in your own.
Right. I say I need 24 hours.
Which is why it takes a spell. Which is why it takes a spellcraft check to understand his undecipherings and turn it into your own. Because each, but every wizard casts spells in slightly different ways.
This is what we need. We can bring him back. And the whole load of other stuff.
It's magic's an art, not a science, you see.
If we can retire to the safe room for a day. I'll do a bit of transition.
Which safe room are you going for?
The iron...
The panic room.
The panic room, I-53. The
panic room.
I think we should carry on exploring.
Then
well,
why?
We can do it till in 24 hours.
I'm scared.
Till we find something that isn't a freaking big book.
Alright, 8 hours. Just give me 8 hours.
Do it tomorrow.
I'm feeling tired.
I don't think the book's going anywhere.
No, the book's not going anywhere, but we've currently, like, 3 people and a mouse.
I'm feeling tired.
Very hard.
I survived for months in this dungeon by myself. When the rest of my
you keep on surviving. We're going to go past...
There's another door you haven't looked at that might have a riddle on it.
Yeah, let's go for the riddle door.
You go and read
the Death Wish?
You read the riddle door.
Okay.
The riddle door is written in Elvish.
Yay!
It says... I pass before the despised sun, yet make no shadow. What am I?
Cloud?
Cloud makes shadow.
Say it again.
I pass before the despised sun, yet make no shadow. What am I?
The sun is despised.
Dawn? Night?
How does it spell water. Sun?
S-U-N.
Okay. I pass this despised sun.
Evil underground creature demands.
Night.
But who passes before? It makes no shadow.
Dawn.
Stone with a magnifying glass, burning ants.
Wind.
You pass wind?
What language are you saying that in?
Undercommon.
It kicks up.
God, I'm good!
I need help.
How so, my love? Oh, I don't know either.
Is that right?
We give thanks for all our blessings.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I just like read my twee hobby out.
Sorry. I like your twee hobby. It's good.
I don't know if there's something behind it or what.
Maybe.
Sorry.
But I don't think...
I have the Necrotelecomicon.
I would have got the dark.
That's good.
Okay, so I can put it on Mrs. Vellum.
Oh, you can put it over the pictures. Oh, you are clever.
Right across the face.
I'm really stuck on the top.
I don't know.
Half on
half. Ooh.
I'm trying to make my faces look really different. I know. Well, I've already got paper for all I was doing.
That's quite good though.
But bearing in mind that I have to have it ready in like 8 days.
You look at the clock there. Actually, you didn't look at the scales.
Calendar.
Oh. Right.
Why do you have a set of scales in?
We're selling on eBay.
Postage.
This room appears exactly as it did the day it was first conceived. Sturdy slate-topped tables are heavy with scrolls and torches guttered
from
their sconces on the walls. The chamber is inhabited. A dark-skinned humanoid with burning red eyes looks up, startled, from a bubbling alchemical apparatus.
Shit.
His shock-white hair is cut in a tonsure, half-hidden in the hood of his robes.
Kill! Evil dark elf must die!
He might be friendly. Is his name Driss?
He has evil glowing red eyes!
Oh, okay. He's not happy then.
Evil, they must die!
But would you let me have time to learn a disintegrate spell?
No.
Too busy wanting to die.
Mm.
I go first and kill it!
Yep, that's going. Mm.
I tumble in and slay the evil creature.
Willy's got a death wish.
Okay.
Which I find quite perplexing.
Nishtiv, then.
I hold back.
24. I go first.
You might not. 8. I get.
17.
16.
Okay, we're rolling these really good numbers on frickin' initiative. They're not really good rolls on smacking things to death. Evil dark elf.
Go on then, you're on, I think.
Yeah.
You first, you go.
I tumble in behind him and stab him in the kidneys.
Wow, he's tumbling.
He's got a field.
Go on.
I get 32 for my tumble.
Wow.
That'll go, yeah.
Well, I tumble.
Yeah.
this
he's
is
tumbling.
All the character does.
It's a tumbler. Use for holding drinks, but not much else.
18.
The dark one.
To hit it. Yeah. You hit it.
Wait. Flash footed. He wasn't expecting me to tumble behind him and stab me in the kidney.
He so was.
The dark elf.
He's a red, evil, nasty guy.
Nine.
He's got a tonsure for on, for God's sake.
Well, let's not go pointing fingers because someone's got a tonsure.
He's just dived in to attack the guy with the eyes.
I'll tumble in and get behind him.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm already behind him.
Oh, okay.
You could tumble in and be in front of him.
Okay, I'll tumble in and be in front of him then.
Oh dear.
I tumble the bear.
Do you?
You tumble the bear.
A natural 20.
Yeah.
Yes, natural 20!
I do a little pirouette and flourish and a
tumbleina in action, what's more?
I'm missing probably.
Then fail to stab him.
Are we being merciful?
No. Well,
you can be. I'll slit his throat when he's unconscious.
I do more damage.
So it's the lawful good character.
He's
15.
You spaz up. You missed.
Unhumanly evil.
Didn't spazzle.
Magic missile. See, the devil's penis is silenced his sound effects.
What the hell?
Hobnob.
Why are there the devil's penis?
21.
Hob's an old name for the devil.
Okay. I'm on top form today.
Well, I've been calling them devil's penis all day.
Yeah, I know that. I don't know why. I thought you'd like them.
Still very sexy.
Against tax opportunity.
Especially with chocolate in
it.
Retreats towards a wall, and as it does so, it changes into a big
dragon,
spider-bodied elven. Bottom half turns into a spider.
Just like that statue we saw.
Straight up the wall.
Just like the statue we saw.
To the ceiling.
Just like the statue we saw.
Shape changing like that doesn't provoke an attack of opportunity.
It's running from combat shape changing. Yeah.
Mm. It does though.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay. Go on then.
Attack all.
Plus four against it, yes.
Oh, I wish I had a better crit range.
Go on.
I hit on the 19, I would imagine.
Depends. What did they all together?
29.
That'll hit. Still good.
Points of damage. No.
Yeah.
Six. See, I can't play down.
Six damage. He still runs up the wall.
I just haven't got the damage.
He's up on the wall. He's about 15 feet away from you.
Then it's you.
Jump. Splat.
Me. Oh, damn.
I leap up and stab it.
Yeah. Go on then.
I'll do my ninja leaping back.
Ooh, ninja leaping back.
You've got to give me a jump check to get up to 15 feet per wall.
He's a monk. They're trained that way.
I'm really good at this.
He's an elven monk. They're just better.
Jump.
Nice.
28.
That'll do.
Oh, yeah.
That'll do for a jump.
Oh, yeah.
You can attack.
God, I wish there was such a thing as a camera. Mm. This would be great.
7 feet.
Well, that gives him 7 feet as a jump. What, 28?
Vertical. High jump distance. 28.
Can he use the wall to bounce off?
Probably. He can run up part of it and then kick off it like in Jet Li films or whatever.
Yeah, go on, why not? You're a monk. We'll let you. You hit the wall and jump.
Not many. Oh, I'll miss with that, I'd imagine. Sick.
You go flying across the room.
Hi-yo!
Who's next?
Bannon.
Bannon.
That's very nice.
Maybe. Oh, dear.
I'll stop again.
You can't. He's 15 feet up the wall.
Oh.
Yes. Attention.
Yeah, sorry. I'm still in
and he's turned into a half spider while he's at it.
I didn't know that for some reason. I just didn't associate it with leaving to care. crossbow.
Go on then.
Begin to feel that maybe some weak points are doing 3 seconds.
25. No, I'm fine, sorry. Yeah. It's just that I can't sit here and not do something when I know I've got so much to do, so.
That'll hit.
I need D4. D4, woohoo.
Every little bit counts. Four.
Bonk.
In with the golf ball.
Okay, who's next? You.
Me.
Make that five.
Oh, five.
Point blank shot.
I finished chowing down on the devil's penis, and now I'm up for full throttle. 4, 6, 10, 14, 18 plus 5 is 23 points. I'll take one of its legs off.
Okay, is it?
reaching into a pouch, picks out something and throws it at the alchemical table.
Should take it down quicker.
Big bada boom.
Hits the alchemical table, smashing the equipment.
Yeah.
A gas bursts out of the room and into the air.
Pull back from that
gas. Mask.
Hard luck. Everyone needs to make me a fortitude.
So oh, God.
Sorry.
22.
Oh, my God, at last. 24.
That's...
20.
22 for the mouse.
The mouse has got a bit.
He's got a little gas mask on him.
The room quickly fills with a cloying vapour that cloys and is bad. But otherwise, other than blocking vision almost completely with green smoke and being highly poisonous, doesn't actually seem to affect you in any fashion.
Oh, is these fleshy rooms?
What are you doing? Who's next?
We wait for the room.
Go with the room.
I waste it with my longbow.
Can't see it. It's totally concealed.
Totally concealed?
Totally concealed. Which means you can have a shot. Is it 50% mischance total concealed or 100% mischance?
You can't see it, so you can't target it.
Oh, cool.
I fireball. Fire arrows at random.
I'll fireball the bugger next time.
It's a proper stand back. Normal spell. Well, you may test.
Proper normal.
It doesn't.
It's supposed to pretend.
Because it's a...
evil fiendish diamond rider.
Yes, it's an evil fiendish diamond rider. What are you
well,
doing?
I leave, because if I can't see the thing and can't shoot it, there's fuck all point and pin at the same room.
How big is this room?
Did we notice any exits?
Yeah, there was a door.
It doesn't matter, just how big is the room?
The room is... What do you mean? Are you there? The room is about...
How about I remember where it was and
fine.
I remember where it was and target
my
arrow
in that direction.
Be able to do that.
It was over there. It's fucking big.
Yeah, go, okay, yeah, surely.
We can see me.
It
won't fill.
That has to have concealment.
Yeah. The gas won't fill instantaneously.
Guess where he is.
We know
and then you get a 50% mischance.
That's what I thought.
Right.
You know roughly where he is, so.
He can't have moved that quickly. We know what his speed's like. You can guess.
Oh, why don't I have a bigger fucking crit range?
Well, you don't, so.
19. So that makes it 29.
Yeah, it'll hit if you can miss if you don't miss it.
50-50?
I hit on evens. Odds.
Miss. Skittle, skittle.
You can hear your arrow
hit,
miss,
you hear your arrow hit the wall.
I say, get out of the way.
Me? Still?
Oh, sorry, you have a second attack.
I have a third attack as well.
Oh, okay.
22.
That'll hit. Well, potentially.
Evens. Yes.
Okay. Damage. Poor thing. Poor big
Nine.
Creature. Nine.
So we know roughly where it is because it would have gone squelch. Eee!
Well.
22 again.
We'll hit.
That's odd.
Okay, who's next?
Halen.
Three times I hit. Fucking
hell. I've been watching where he's been aiming to.
Yep.
Because I've gone eee! So
I'll fire a crossbow.
Yep. Halt.
20.
Will hit, potentially. Need to roll odds or evens or roll high or low or something. 50% mischance.
Miss.
Okay. You need to call it, but yeah, go on.
Okay. Well, no, I'll do it.
It's fine.
Evens or odds?
Whatever.
Or 1, 2,
3, 4,
whatever you want.
1, 2 is low.
Okay.
It's a success.
Same.
It's a failure.
Oh, okay.
Balazar?
Yeah.
Balazar! Can't make it miss, Alex, because
you can't see it. No, bloody what? Fireball that area.
You get everybody in the room.
Well, you're actually in all the rooms.
Yes.
Yeah, because they've been going
the door,
melee.
In the room.
It's 15 feet away. On the wall.
And the room's only 30 foot by 15 foot.
I can't target the fireball into one of the corners.
Well, it's 30 foot by 10 foot by the look of it. 30 foot by 10 foot.
That's where in the room he is.
Who?
The drider thing.
Was he in the middle of the room?
Standing right in the middle, probably back away from the door, so it would have gone up the middle of the wall.
That's probably not there.
It's not
can enough. I calculate if I can fire a fireball at a point where...
You'll hit the party.
I will definitely hit the party.
You'll definitely hit the party. You'll hit some of the party
the
at the very
too
least.
Small.
They're in the room.
Can't have the same
considering the party will be taken up a square each.
But I can...
There's a minimum of
you can evade. You're a mouse, and you don't seem to care.
You'll hit a minimum of 2 party members, at least, if not the whole party.
I take half damage at most.
If you target
him...
Don't
I only take half damage
if you target where you think he is, you'll hit the whole party.
You just have evasion.
If
you save, you take no damage.
You'll fill the whole room with fire.
Instead of seeing...
Including myself.
Even if you put it in the corner, there's only the very opposite corner that would be out of it.
I don't give a damn! Final coming online!
You fireball the room.
Yep.
Damage.
That's 96.
It's horrible if it had improved the version, wouldn't it?
I fail my saving throw. Let's take half.
Whoops.
I make one.
6.
What do I have to do? What is it?
12. Reflex saving throw.
18.
Where have your senses gone?
20.
They don't have any. They're unusually inflammable.
17.
Okay, 18.
The reflex from my beastie.
28,
30, 33, 37,
42 points.
What's your need to
save? I've got a ring of evasion.
I think it's 18.
Not yours.
No, yours. It doesn't need to roll the same from you.
Well, my intelligence bonus is...
4. Spell level is 3.
4, 3, 7.
17.
Yeah, I think you've got spell focus evocation.
Yes.
It fails. Okay.
That
the rest
mean
of you.
It didn't go off.
It does.
Oh.
It's dead. It means that the rest of the party has to save. You take half damage, you take.
I got 20.
You take no damage.
I got Ring of Evasion, so.
You need to make your saving throw.
What a saving throw?
Reflex. Against your own DC of 17.
I fail, so I take damage.
You take full damage.
Yeah. Full damage?
40 something hit points.
Yeah!
He's in somebody's
saves.
Bag. Yeah. Assuming failing saves, you're in a bag on her, so she's out of the way.
Got it!
But if she's not in the fireball, you physically cannot be either, because you're in a bag in her pocket. You're like her pets, aren't you, effectively, at the moment. Not only are
not
you
being fed with a snack.
You took full 40.
I took full 40.
Eventually,
points of damage.
The room begins to clear. You can see a sort of amorphous goo on the floor underneath where it was.
Gotcha.
Yes, well done.
Doesn't seem to have any dryadry legs in it.
That's nice. Nothing to chow down on. Nothing like spider legs.
There's a belt in the goo.
Still survived. Neat
belt.
Like World of Warcraft, where you beat it to death and it drops its belt.
Let me skin it. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. You've been beating me to death with this huge axe, yet all you've dropped is 3 copper coins into linen cloth.
Yeah, you are.
This belt, let's have a look at the belt.
Have your snout or your liver.
Let the rogue have a look at the belt.
Yeah. It doesn't
rogue,
amuse me.
Giving the rogue the belt.
To look
Yay!
At.
What's the rogue going to do with the belt?
She's going to stop doing what she's doing.
Okay.
Wear the belt.
I will...
The dwarf is a bit crispy, but still going.
I
can't
stretch it, can I?
No.
I'll wear it.
It's a belt. It has a little... It's buckled
examine
in a little
it.
Spider.
I'll examine it.
Okay. Appraise for 10.
It's a nice belt.
No, I think it's magical.
It's
a
lovely
magic.
Belt.
It's a magical
belt.
It's a magical belt. Spellcraft or Arcana, just to see if I can work something
it's
out.
It's a belt to switch
it's
you
It's a belt
into
with an awful lot of passing there.
31.
It's quite a unique belt. You're not going to see anything like it before.
Okay.
It gives off moderate divination magic.
I'll strap it on. I don't care.
I'm putting the belt on.
You've got hold of it.
Yeah, but...
You strap it on.
I want it back.
I strap it
on. You strap on the belt.
I've strapped it on.
I've just taken 42 bloody
the
points of
the dwarf. The dwarf is
strapped,
trying to strap
you
himself
that
to
you
the
see better in the darkness.
I've already got it on then, yeah?
You put it on.
Yeah, okay.
You see better in the darkness.
I can see in the dark.
You have the equivalent of dark vision, 60 feet.
Oh, I've already got that. It's no big deal.
Can I write it down?
Well, if you can keep the belt on, then yes.
I cast False Light.
On yourself.
Yes.
It's not permanent though, is it?
No, but it'll do for a while.
So where do I put my dart vision?
It's a special ability, you can keep it there in the belt. You also feel slightly more agile than before.
17 points.
Wait, is it a special ability?
I'd write down the whole belt as one object if you can figure out what it does.
Hang on.
Spider belt of dark vision.
It's a belt,
making
it's a belt of the Drider. Is what it is.
Drider.
Try and shapeshift into a Drider.
Oh shit.
So it gives me dark vision
Yeah.
You feel... You can stop giving things to the thief. She never gives them back once you let her take them.
You feel vaguely more...
Evil.
Agile.
Try and climb up the walls.
I'll try and climb up the wall.
Are you actually trying to physically climb the wall?
Yes, yeah.
As in, you're just trying to climb
the wall. No, I'm trying to put my feet on the wall. And see
try and climb the wall like that wall. Thing. Spider climb.
Spider climb at 3 times a day. Activated at will.
Actually, that could be useful for me.
Why?
Well, I might want to walk up the wall.
Everybody might want to walk up the wall. But you have dark vision.
She has no dark vision.
And I can't climb the wall.
You feel much more dexterous. You have a +2 enhancement bonus to dexterity.
I'd like that.
We'd all like that.
Yes, we'd all like that. We'd like your belt back now.
You also receive...
Where does the dex bonus go?
In
there. +2. So add 2 to that and increase your stats. You can still buy 1.
22 dex.
No. +2 in that one.
Good for opening a lock.
Push 2 in the first roll.
Should we let the rogue keep it or not? I don't know.
22 and then +6.
What do all the rest of the party have? Bugger all.
Because you get +2 bonus to this.
So what to do.
We have a very fast spell book of news. No one else can use it.
Yeah, fair enough.
So all of your
though I will remind at some point that I did take 42 points of damage to get rid of the nasty ding.
You also receive a +2 resistance bonus to saves against poison spells and spell-like effects.
I get what?
Brilliant. A +2 resistance.
She's got belt on low.
Poison, spells, and spell-like effects.
I can't hear you from Paul's whittering in the background.
+2.
Okay, I'm putting this.
Oh, we weren't going that
way. You wouldn't have been better.
Small bonuses to resist. Yeah, +2 versus poison, spells, and spell-like effects. On top of your +2 versus fear and +3 versus traps.
God.
Mr. Resisty! There's also other things it does.
Well, she can have the belt alone for the moment.
It turns her into a Dryder of Evil.
That's fine.
Eventually,
the disadvantage is, there has a disadvantage, but, well, what can we do?
You grow extra legs.
No, you don't. It's not that bad.
You grow extra eyes.
She gets, well, I'll read out what it actually does, so just in case we all remember. A belt of the Dryder grants the wearer a +4 competence bonus on charisma checks and charisma-based skill checks as they relate to dealing with Dryder. And a +2 competence bonus on similar checks when dealing with drow and spiders.
Neat.
And a -2 competence penalty on similar checks when dealing with everyone else.
So you anything to do much. With
charisma, you're at -2, unless it's a drow, a dryder, or a spider.
Everyone else hates you.
However, the wearer can understand, speak, and read undercommon. If your wearer is not a dryder, they gain dark vision 60 feet, spider climb 3 times a day, +2 enhancement bonus to dex, and a +2 resistance bonus on saves against poison spells and spell-like effects. Oh no, people don't like me as much. I'm in a dungeon. Who cares? I'll take it off when I go to town.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any point where anybody else needs to wear it, I'm not going to do it.
How amazing is that?
I get a wondrous idea.
Well, the rogue would get the most benefit out of it. That's
as the dex bonus, the resistance is against poison.
And you can climb the dark vision
and the wall climbing.
In my opinion, it is
logically,
a rogue.
It is better for you.
It's so a rogue thing. You want a fang of Lolf, then you can become a fang of Lolf.
Everyone knows you need a head of Vecna. The ultimate artifact.
You're talking. Vector says!
Suddenly I miss my rod.
Just how many body parts did he chop off?
I shiny a magical arm. You understand speak and read undercommon. Okay, what are you doing?
We search this room.
I'm dousing myself down because I'm a bit steamy.
Other than that, there's very little else in the room.
That's okay.
Unfortunately. Everything else was destroyed at the alchemical table.
I just fireballed myself again.
Right, none of us have any alchemy.
There is a door.
From the mouse.
I'm at worse.
There's a door to the south.
We check the riddle.
Yeah.
Or is that from this
riddle? There's no riddle. This got into this room. Oh, make me search rules as well, by the way. Just so we can do it. Say we do.
22.
Yeah.
Lots. Well, actually, 17.
Elfie realises there's a secret door. As does the rogue and a rolled 18 or 16 or whatever that was. In the eastern wall.
Took me a few minutes just to work that one
whatever
out.
You do, don't release the sphere of annihilation.
Oh.
The one behind that door that we can't control.
Let's open the secret door.
Keep falling
at least two. Somewhere nasty.
Willy sticks his head in.
Big Willy style.
I roll a 20 to work out how to open it. Is that a button there?
You open it, yeah. The door opens. You lead along to a closed door.
I listen at the door.
Quiet.
I open the door.
You open the door. Shelves and tables take up most of the space here. Carefully labelled boxes, jars, vases and bottles fill all available surfaces of the room, seeming as fresh as the day they were created.
What room was that spider drawing
guy? I-43. This room seems to be full of more spell components.
Or spell components.
Fantastic, I'm taking all the good ones.
I thought you stopped it already.
Well, yeah. If there's any extra.
But now he's got this huge list of other spells.
Look, more components necessary.
He might need other staff.
True.
Ching, 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 ching.
Yeah,
ah, it. Very much.
Okay. Now where? Back to that southern door?
Must make note, fireball self in I-43.
I'm trying to keep them on the air.
Maybe the dungeon makers were really cheap.
I need to cover a bit of that corner up because.
It's got some
tween ends on it.
Tween? Like that's not tweener.
You know what I mean.
Now that is some cool stuff we've got.
What?
I wonder what would have been like if there wasn't actually a ranger.
Rider.
Rogue in the party. And then it would have just been like, well, it'll make somebody slightly better at stuff, but it really kicked ass for him.
It does. Certain items do, though. I love that thing you do, you make stickers out of stuff.
Cool, isn't
it? Yeah.
I can love
a machine that makes stickers out of things.
I think it's evil black magic. Okay.
It is quite evil black magic, I agree with that as well. Okay, where now?
Somewhere else.
Don't go through this southern door, because actually it's a room I don't have a description for, even though there's some kind of thing in the room.
It's the way out.
There's a little nubbing thing in the room.
Scamper off into the room.
Wasn't there a third door with a riddle we haven't been to yet?
That's the one he's saying not for us to go down.
No. This is a southern door out of this alchemy room that doesn't actually lead anywhere. Because it's a room that I don't actually have a number for, therefore no description.
Was there three riddles on the key doors?
But the other door leads up that way. So I don't want to go that way.
Okay, where are you headed?
Back to the panic room, I would suggest.
You're going back to the panic room?
Just 8 hours, it'll be fine.
I need it for my new abilities.
That wasn't the spider climb last.
Can it level for maybe 10 minutes at all?
How good are you at falling?
Quite good.
You're going back to the surf room. The metal line room.
I would suggest.
The safer room.
Also, my hit points are a bit down.
10 minutes a level.
Not bad.
Oh, that's ages.
Not bad at all.
10 minutes per level. What's
the caster
level
on the belt? Like 12.
2 hours.
Wow. So you can be spider climbing 6 hours a day.
My lord. She's always on the bloody ceiling.
You need tongues. Creator must be a drider. It's worth 14,900 gold pieces.
Oh, if that means anything to us.
No.
Right. You return to the safe room. What are you doing?
I'm going to...
I'm improving my juggling.
Okay.
I need to heal some points, and I'm going to spend time transcribing the Dispel Magic spell.
Okay, you need to make me you need to cast Read Magic and make me a spellcraft check.
Okay. Read magic, fine. What do you need to do then?
Spellcraft. To in order to decipher the way he writes magic.
32.
Fine, you can learn it. Well, you can read it.
Transcribe it.
Now you need to make me a spellcraft check to transcribe the spell.
28.
That should do it. You transcribe the spell magic.
Now you have to rest and memorise.
Yeah, rest and memorise.
You rest.
And then we have to strap the
hit points back.
You get some hit points back.
Thank
you. How many hit points do you get back?
What level is it?
Your level today, unless someone makes a heal check of DC 15.
Anyone want to heal me?
I don't think I can.
Oh.
No.
Anybody can.
No.
Yeah, anybody can try.
Yeah.
I have a zero.
No.
Oh, you know then.
Just the 9 then.
No, I get twice my level back.
Oh, okay, just the 9.
You can try and heal yourself.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what you've got in here.
Nothing in here besides normal. So.
What is wisdom?
A wisdom base.
Oh, wisdom, okay. Natural 20.
Very good.
Yes, then.
Twice that, okay.
Do you need any hit points, dude?
But to be honest, I can just fix myself, so.
Very good.
No problem. Right. I learned to spell magic.
You're learning one.
becoming mechanical.
One casting. It's a third level spell.
It's a third level spell. Yeah, I'll swap out. Actually, I might learn two. I might swap out Stinking Cloud and Greater Magic Weapon.
Very good.
No, I might swap out Haste because we hardly ever use that. Actually, it's not as good. So I'll swap out Haste and I'll swap out Stinking Cloud.
Okay.
The two dispel magics.
Okay.
Two go.
On, Mr. Mouse. Be back.
Make me roll.
Okay, what
roll? Roll really, really high.
Yes.
God. Like about 27.
What catches on you?
Oh, but
the scroll.
Scroll. No, it's not a 20, it's no bother.
Not a 20.
Well, simply.
What level is it? What did you roll?
30.
No, what did you roll?
12.
And then add your level. So.
21.
Yeah, it's 11 plus the cast level. That won't cut it.
No. Dragon. Second spell. Needs about.
That's not
what. Spell. You cast it. Where did
Steve,
you find
it?
Oh, it was in here, wasn't it?
Must have skipped. I thought I was getting wet. I wasn't convinced. But
yeah, I thought I was.
Early. What's the minimum for Bill for polymorph?
Minimum is 9. So yeah, you might have got it if it was cast at minimum level.
It's probably going to be a 12-ish ish. Probably going to be more, but we'll say it was written at 12.
Alright.
Try again. Carry on. I wonder what my character sheet.
So what do I actually need?
24.
24.
It's 11 plus cast up.
15 or more.
We'll call it 12 then. Or 30. We've got 38, 24, 25 ish.
Right. Roll it. So 24, 25, and it's based on my knowledge.
No, it's based on your cast level.
Based on your cast level.
Basically, you're using your experience of magic.
Right, so I need to roll at least 15 or something.
That's 20 would be nice.
No.
Still a mouse.
Damn, it doesn't work. Crap.
What are you doing now?
Having a mouse kebab.
Well, I'll try. It's a tough one.
A mouse. We'd weren't wanted it this way.
There's not much meat on it.
You know, at least turned into a rabbit or something.
Yeah. Oh, you are clever and neat.
I can try again tomorrow, but.
You are
know,
you going to?
I'm willing
are
to.
Are you resting for a whole day? Or are you going
well, I could do some more hit points back because I'm still a bit crispy.
Are you going exploring some more?
I can try it once more. If you give me another 24 hours to get the mouse back, and if that doesn't work, then we'll just have to carry on maybe. Have a drink.
Ask the halfling for a healing potion.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have healing potions. Who's that one?
A gallon. I wouldn't mind.
I can give you...
I've got dozens of them. We never use them.
Two light ones. I don't know what they'll do. How much they give you?
D8 plus one each.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be good.
D8 plus...
Five.
10 points back.
10 points, thank you.
Are you continuing to rest, or are you going adventuring?
Oh, let's go adventuring. It's more fun.
Oh, all right then.
Where are you heading? Out of this room, you have the options of going back to the south and sort of southwesty, where you can go off to the east.
Don't know.
You've been sort of southeasty.
I like it.
So I'd go sort of southwesty or east from here, depending where you go.
Which way lies?
Death and destruction, both.
Do you think if I wrote Nana and Dick on it, she wouldn't mind?
Don't know, maybe.
I've got little
legs.
Yeah, you could do.
Sort of that way.
So, yeah, okay. Right then, you're coming down the... Come down through the wall, glass chamber, with the skin growing over the walls. The glass. There are two doors, three doors. There are two doors in the western wall of this room. One to the south and one in the sort of middle. You'd like to travel with those?
Yes.
Which one?
Number one.
South one or the middly one?
Middly one.
The middly one. It leads to a corridor which leads you to a room. The room. This cubicle room bears the marks of a holocaust. The walls are blackened with soot and stink of some strange alchemical mixture.
Anything to look at?
Make me search, Jake.
19 plus 13.
You found a secret door on the southern wall.
Here.
Trigger it, let's go through. Sure it'll be fun.
You've become so brave, Willie, recently.
Are you opening the door?
I've not been trapped, haven't the doors round here?
Trap. That's it, it's a trap.
Yep, go ahead.
That D20 is still spinning.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, you don't have a trap.
Can I find the lock mechanism?
Yeah, you could open it.
Maybe not far from it.
It rotates on a central pintle, allowing it to squeeze through into the room beyond.
Pintle?
Ooh. They made that word up.
Yeah. I think so too.
I've heard of pintle.
It's a cross between a pivot and a lintel.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. A pintle.
Right. It's a corridor. The corridor ends suddenly in a jumble of cracked stones, the result of an ancient earthquake.
I should have used pegs.
Make me search check.
I'm never going to use them.
And you can make me spot whatever you want.
Natural 20!
Natural 19.
I've got the scent feed.
Natural 6.
You've got what?
Scent feed.
I get 32 on spot.
You locate a secret door in the southwestern wall. Ooh.
Natural 20 on scent. Smell trouble, alas, you cannot communicate this to us. I trigger the secret door.
What's that? What's that? 19? Say what?
Look, I'm doing my
Jimmy's
bloody
falling down the well.
We found a sodding spell. It's not my fault he wants to stay a mouse.
It's locked.
He is the Mouse of Mistra.
Mouse of Mistra.
Yeah, this is probably a big circle of seven stars.
Mistra, like yes. Yeah.
I must say, a particularly fine role playing there by Steve of a Mouse so far. Yeah.
That's coming.
Well done, she put a walk for that.
29.
It'll do it, the door clicks open.
I think you can get a big mouse hat for the next session.
You've got quite a good dog as well,
You dog, you.
The sharp, acrid scent of some strange chemical hangs in the air. Yeah. The foliage upon the walls is patchy and burned. One corner is entirely free of greenery. Several small casks sit in that corner.
Ooh, casks!
Ooh.
Let's be drunken masters.
Oh, yes.
What kind of casks are they?
There is a door to the south, and a crack runs up to the northwest.
Willie likes his cracks. Go in.
Come for the beer, but stay for the crack.
Alright.
Yes, there are three casks.
An elf and casks, you just can't separate them.
What colours are they?
Brown.
Brown and woody.
Oh, barrels?
Roll out the barrels.
If you find any hobbits inside, worry.
There's an exit to the northwest and an exit to the south.
If you find any hobbits inside, offer them apples.
Yeah. Nice juicy apple.
Corridor leads to the south. Irregular corridor leads to the northwest.
I like the irregularity, I shall go north.
Okay. This hallway and its attached rooms are overrun with rank green vegetation. It invades every crack and crevice as if to undermine the solidity of the stone itself, wearing away with rootling and vine. The doors to chambers to the north and south yawn open like weed choked mouths. Their hinges clotted with yet more greenery, the plants extend like an explosion from a crude tunnel to the southeast, the end of which is not visible from this vantage, the northwest, rather. Okay?
Alrighty then. Where should we go now?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Just try a signalling mirror.
It's the eye of Vecna.
The palm of his hand.
Yes.
Quite a creepy corridor, this one.
It's good for hand-eye coordination.
Shall suffer in hell for all eternity.
I like it